Blog Talk Radio.
Again, live with the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elegoon Oloye Hoodoo Obeya Bokor. sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, my reverberation, and it is my ever-living reality. All as a blessing is crucial to the very foundation of my inner standing, my walk, my teaching, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all we seem to be challenged with here in our daily existence on this plastic mother, father, earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin. It is the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe, ashe, ashe all. Greetings, each and every one. It is Monday, August 28, 2023, and I am indeed sitting with you now live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hypostasis and Hallucentia, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came to me along this spiritualist hoodoo, obey a life path and journey, passing down the great obeah stick along with the knowledge of the life-giving, healing herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. I am always indeed grateful for your time, grateful for your presence, for your consistency, grateful for your participation in this powerful broadcast. Now in our 12th year, I'm grateful for you, but I'm also grateful for the legacy, the culture, tradition, the history of our sacred story. Now, more than ever do we stand on the shoulders of great, powerful, and mighty ancestors. Now, more than ever, are we anointed with, imbued with a power that is innate and inherent, a power that gives us the ability to create and recreate a reality that mirrors our best interest. Now, more than ever, the state of people's hearts, the state of people's minds, the state of our souls, spirit, and indeed our consciousness is being challenged. It's being tested. Some might suggest this is the great Armageddon. This is the great battle of light and dark, of so-called good and evil. And we often think in very specific, linear, I might even say polar opposites when we talk about such things, when we speak about such things. But time, we now know, we now understand, is cyclical. Time, we now know and understand, does not work in a straight line, but is indeed spherical, cyclical, circular in its manifestation. And spirit knowledge, power, lies in its efficacy, its ability to produce and manifest powerful, reliable, tangible, lasting manifestation and results. Right here and right now in this most present moment in time space. All else is vanity. All else is ego. All else illusion. Now, more than ever, now in this most present moment in time space, we must stand up as gods, as the gods and goddesses that we are, as the descendant of gods, as the progeny of gods. We must stand up now more than ever to create and recreate a reality that mirrors our best interests. Today, many are commemorating and acknowledging I Have a Dream as an anniversary. 60 years since the March on Washington and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's historic speech, I Have a Dream. It's also just sort of motivated him and reminded him and sort of pushed him a little bit to speak on the I Have a Dream and to bring that 60 years ago today to a large community audience, not just on the mall in Washington, D.C., but those who subsequently saw it in TV, film, news, journalism. It becomes a universal, international, global call. I Have a Dream. We in this community, in this audience, in this hour, have talked about that thin line between dreaming, our creative imagination, if you will, and reality. It's a very thin line between our imagination and our spirit consciousness and how it aids in the production, development, and manifestation of that which we seek. It's not by accident. It is certainly by design that popularized negative language, negative behavior, low vibrational entertainment, low vibrational oratory to speak on such powerful topics as race and ethnicity and politics and the law while still vibrating and operating in low frequency. And so the internet has made a lot easier for us to come together and to join up, link up energies with like-minded people, like-minded individuals. So be careful as you scroll through TikTok today. Be careful as you post to your Instagram or your Facebook or your, whatever application you might be using today. Be careful that when you say, and I quote the great legendary Stevie Wonder, be careful that when you say you are in it, but not of it, that you too are not helping to create this place that we all sometimes like to refer to as hell. Be clear that you, too, are not creating and recreating a reality that goes against your best interest, that opposes your healing, that opposes your spiritual and personal evolutionary process. Be careful. We can mask it behind a giggle and humor. We can mask it behind a cute meme. We can mask it behind popularized, accepted language. But be careful that you too are not participating in the recreation of a reality that we will all eventually have to sit. It's real easy for us to imagine isolation, because isolation is just an illusion. Several billions of people on the planet, isolation is an illusion. It's a state of mind, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of being, especially with all the technologies that we have at our access today. Be careful that you aren't speaking to create, because we speak to create the reality that mirrors our best interest. Be careful that you aren't speaking to create a reality that does not mirror your best interest. And for my new listeners, listen, this isn't, you know, positive thinking. This isn't the power of, you know, repetitive thought, so to speak. We're talking about math. We're talking about science. We're talking about quantum metaphysics. We're talking about string theory and the idea that we coexist within 11 interdimensional spaces at once. Time just holds one dimensional space. So if you will, the past holds a space. The future holds a space. The reality that we exist in holds a space based on how we perceive that reality. But then there's how others perceive that reality and interact with that reality, which all goes to help to create a unified consciousness, a joint consciousness. I briefly started mentioning this yesterday, a collective consciousness. So within the collective consciousness, we see, and I love to use TikTok as an example, because TikTok is the largest platform, reaches over 1 billion people, I believe, a day by way of TikTok. So I love TikTok as a laboratory of human behavior, as a laboratory of what people do and how people act and how people think in relationship to each other, those who are viewing the TikTok, those who are also posting the TikTok, you know, but also how we relate to reality. So, you know, we get in our feelings about politics or about, you know, the latest Karen or about, you know, what happened to me on my way to the store, and we post that, not understanding that TikTok, all social media in general, is an experiment. It is a laboratory. And so we all go in with our individual wants, needs, desires in that moment, and we either contribute to or we take away from, but there's a unified, joint, communal, collective exchange of energy that's taking place. So when we see, I got a good example, the fight videos, you know, woman on woman, man on man, woman on men, men on women, just in general. And we say like, you know, but it's actually a little heart, right? We click like on it, but it appears as a little heart, you know. So we might even be subconsciously suggesting, you know, a love for, just a little bit more than a like for our entertainment and what we are digesting and what we are taking in. And, of course, that feeds the algorithm, because I've tested it, and I'm sure many of you all also have. I've even scrolled through TikTok and not click like or interacted on anything. I want to say scroll for maybe 5 good minutes, and you will see the algorithm. You will see the patterns change and try and assume where you're going, what you're thinking about in the moment, what type of entertainment, what type of post you might be desiring. Be careful. Pay attention, but be careful that when you say you are not in it and that you're not of it, be clear that you too aren't participating. Adding one more block, spreading a little bit more mortar to the creation of a world that you don't want, you don't need, you don't seek. I love the unified consciousness of protection, of defense, of doing the right thing. You know, we watch and we witness, and today we watch and we witness often with a device in our hand, some ability to record, and then that ends up in the food chain of social media. And so we scroll through and we click like, we suggest love, or we skip, and we are fed ultimately what we seek. We are fed ultimately that which we give out. And so from a quantum metaphysical perspective, let's put that in easier language. Your mind as a computer has the ability to think, to create memes, to create thought forms, to create and match imagery to what's being said, to what's being witnessed, to your inner opinion and your inner responses to what we are indeed seeing, witnessing as we move through this illusion of a complicated life. And the reality is, it's just really simple. Love, peace, serenity, stability, protection, defense. Should be really simple. Like nature itself, like the animals itself, it should be really simple. But humans and our divine capabilities, our abilities to act like gods, I'm looking for my word, y'all, when we think about it, when it's convenient for us, when we're conscious of it, we don't assume that when we're not conscious, when you're behind a closed door, when you are, you know, presumably anonymous and moving through the digital world, we presume that somehow we can't be seen, we can't be felt, that what we do does not carry. And indeed, it carries. It carries. It carries out to the very end of the universe, and then it returns back to you. And it cannot return void. Energy cannot be destroyed, if you will. It can only be recycled. That's not philosophy. That's math. That's science. Energy cannot be destroyed. All the energy in the world was created at the point of the Big Bang. So until there's another manifestation, there is no more. It is only recycled. So that energy that we send out at any given moment of the day travels to the ends of the universe and must return to you, must manifest again to you. So be careful. Be careful. Many of my godchildren and my initiates, as well as myself, you know, we have a set of boriki or mantras that we chant, that we speak, not just in prayer, not just, you know, in ritual, not just, you know, before the altar, but at any moment when we need a point of clarity, when we need balance, when we need to recall our energy back to us. And certainly first thing upon waking in the morning, I always ask, and I suggest you ask yourself, how do you feel? Are you happy to be here? Is God still in control? Are the ancestors still in control? If you cannot answer these questions in the affirmative, that is your sign. You just took a quick of your psyche, of your present state of being. So if you cannot answer in the affirmative, then that's your first sign that there's a need to address shadow work. There's a need to address what hides in the shadows, what lurks just beyond your peripheral vision and masks itself in the shadow. If we cannot affirm, are we happy to be here? If we cannot affirm how we feel, if we cannot affirm in the positive that God and the ancestors are still in control, then certainly we are in need of intensive shadow work. And so I'm here to be of assistance to you. I'm here to share my own experiences with you. I'm here to share that which I know to be true, evident, pertinent, effective, advantageous. I'm here to present that result-oriented spirituality and religion right here and right now in this most present moment in time space. Do you call on your ancestors? Do you call on your ancestors with any regularity, with any frequency? When do you call on your ancestors? Do we only call when we're in need? Do we only call when things are desperate? Do we only call when we want our man back? Do we only call when we need our job back? Or are we acknowledging the reality that our ancestors walk with us, are present with us every moment of the day? Again, this is a psychology. This isn't philosophy. This is science, that ancestral memory survives in the DNA. So at every moment of our walk, Big Mama and Big Papa are right there with you. The ancestors are right there with you. So when we are not in balance, when we are not in tune, those temporary moments when we cannot see the light and we are not clear, the illusion of isolation can present itself. The illusion of defeat can present itself. The illusion of lack can present itself. And it's our job, like incense smoke, to blow that illusion away. Once we accept the illusion, we then begin to repeat and reverberate the illusion, first in your consciousness. And some of you try and hide it so it stays in your mind, but you don't necessarily say it out your mouth. I'm here to tell you that doesn't work. Energy can pass through your body, can pass through your skull and your bone. Your energy can pass through your ability to just not say something. And so whether you say it or you're just thinking it, be careful about what you are saying and what you are thinking. Be careful about that repeated, repetitive inner language. You are creating and recreating a reality that you will have to live with, that you will have to sit in. Remember, spiritual knowledge and power lies in its efficacy and its ability to produce and manifest reliable, tangible results. Voodoo ain't just for your emergency. Voodoo ain't just for your temporary block. Voodoo ain't just for help me get my woman back. Voodoo is nature. Ifa is nature. Santeria, Palo, Candomblé, nature. Nature. And how we address nature, how we live within nature at every moment of our existence. What sense does it make to focus on your finances and neglect your health? What sense does it make to focus in on your love and relationship requests and your family structure is going to hell? There is balance in these traditions, in these indigenous aboriginal traditions that encompass every degree of our reality, of our life, of our humanity. Never has it been sort of compartmentalized and regimented to just, addressing carnal, sometimes trivial, more often than not, temporary human conditions, human states of being. And so once we get our partner back, once we get, that job we desire, we then realize we have neglected the full circle, the full circumference, the fullness of our waking reality. And they all go hand in hand. Most certainly, your love and relationship house affects career, education, how you earn your living, personal life path choices. Oh, we assume that it doesn't, but it does. We carry our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, our consciousness with us. Very few of us know how to suspend that or turn that off or temporarily disconnect from responding to that stimuli. But we all do, and we all contribute. And again, not just to your own personal development, your own personal space, your own personal reality, but the reality of those that we share life with. We don't just share the planet, we share life with all humanity. And so your discarded cigarette butt affects me. Your discarded plastic affects me. All the, discarded medications and pharmaceuticals that are now showing up in our water supply affect you and me. I never did an opioid. I never did, cocaine. I never done many of these Xanax and other chemicals and drugs that are showing up in the tap water. So our realities are intertwined, interconnected, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we realize it or not, whether you care or not, our realities are interconnected. Our realities are conjoined, if you will. and certainly how I live and what I do and what I show respect and reverence for does wonders and beneficial wonders for me, but also benefits society, also benefits the whole, also benefits all of us. So be careful when you say Black Witch. Be careful when you say Math Teacher. Be careful when you say Tarot Reader that you are in it, but not of it. Be careful that you aren't contributing to reality that does not mirror your best interest. Be careful. Today, as we explore white coded word, my godchildren know what I'm talking about. As we explore that energy, that space, let us not neglect your own head. Let us not neglect your own consciousness. Let us not neglect our ability collectively and individually to create and recreate a reality that mirrors our best interests. The Loa and the Orisha want what's best for us. The ancestors desire what's best for us. The Most High desires the best for us. It's important that we keep that in mind, that we keep that in the forefront of our consciousness, that we act and walk within the truth of that reality. So you walk differently when you know God is with you. You walk differently when you know the ancestors got your back. You walk differently when you know you're not walking in opposition to your own destiny, in opposition to your own reality, in opposition to that which each and every one of us will have to sit in and live with moving forward in the creation of our reality, our sacred spaces. Yes, and be clear, sacred space is essential to all that we ask, think, say, or do, to all that we might desire to manifest, to bring forward the creation and recreation of a reality that mirrors our interest. So, as my beloved mother says, think good thoughts, positive thoughts. Meditate on the good. Meditate on the realities that you desire, that you seek to see moving forward. Create like quartz crystal with clarity that which is in your best interest. Start your week as you seek to end your week in positive, light manifestation. I also want to acknowledge, before I let you all go for today, the 18th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The 18th day of commemoration for Hurricane Katrina and all that we here in Louisiana, Mississippi endured and suffered through. Acknowledging that we are now at the height of the hurricane season for this year, and many storms, knock on wood, are forming and spinning away from us. And so we're grateful for another day, another year of solid living without upheaval, due to a hurricane or some other tropical weather occurrence. Please keep us in your thoughts, your prayers. Continue to share your support, your love for the House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central. I'm certainly grateful for you. I do what I do because of you, for you, with you. I am here because of you, for you, with you in your endeavor. I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by way of my website at www.divineprince.com. I can also be emailed at divineprince, divineprince, divineprince at houseofthedivineprince.com. And I'd be more than happy to assist you and address your questions and concerns. Until next time, I'm grateful for you. I'm here with you. Ki Ojo Te. All is a blessing.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world harrowed by the beat, beat, beating, being of black heart drum. Heart beat. Heart beat. Heart be at this place. At this place be heart beat. Be we beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing. Singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance. Be banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with. Hello. Out of us.
Whoa.
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Wait.
No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades. Eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us. To remember, to be, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Remember.